So when our expectations get are not fulfilled, we get frustrated. So from an emotional perspective, what should be how should we look at expectations? Expectations are not the problem. It is attachment to expectations that is the problem. That means it's just a normal human way that we have some expectation. If I go to meet someone, it's just normal human tendency that I expect them to at least greet me, speak nicely with me, I'll come to meet them. And if they don't do that, I will feel a little bad about it. That's just natural. But if it is my service to go and meet people, then just because people are not talking nicely with me, I give up that service. Then that I am becoming attached to the expectation. So we can have expectations, but we don't make our service, our role, our responsibility tied down to the fulfillment of that expectation. So if you look at Srila Prabhupada, he was serving in India trying to share Krishna's message. And people didn't respond, people didn't take up. Prabhupada kept doing it. But then eventually when he saw that his expectations were not being met, he decided, I'll go to America. So if our expectations are not being met, that doesn't mean we just keep doing the same thing again and again. It will be like beating our head against a wall. We may have to change some practical thing. But Prabhupada's purpose did not change. His purpose was to serve Krishna, to glorify Krishna, to get people to Krishna. But the process he used, the arena in which he spoke, that changed. So if our expectations are getting frustrated, then we have to see, is there something which I can do better? Is there something which I can do right? My purpose will remain the same. If I am a student who am studying to have a career, and I'm just not doing well in my exam, I'm not getting good marks, I'm not getting the subject, I'm not liking the subject at all. Now, as a student, I have to build a career. So I have to study. And if I'm not getting good marks, I'll be frustrated. But then, if I'm repeatedly getting frustrated in a particular area of study, then I may have to introspect and see, is this the area in which I want to go in my career? Maybe I should go. Maybe some other field is my interest. Maybe I should go over there. So, if we have no expectations, if we are told to have no expectations, that is almost like denying our humanity. It is not possible. But if we become attached to our expectations, then we will not be able to persevere in our purpose. So we stay fixed on our purpose, and depending on the kind of reciprocation that we get, we decide whether this path to take towards that purpose or that path to take. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.